About 70 teenagers seated in a semicircle of bleachers reach excitedly, catching silicone bracelets tossed in the air.
So you're getting a bracelet right now with red. Red is the rule of five, red is the rule of five, what's red? Red is the rule of five, red is the rule of five, red is the rule of five, what's red?
Derek Peterson, who's leading the retreat, says five is the minimum number of adults teens should be able to rely on. The Empowering Youth Workshop focuses not on individually empowering teens, but ensuring each has a strong network of support. The color-coded bracelets represent different components of a strong support network, and by the end of the 2 days, the teens will have a rainbow on their wrists. Peterson has taken his workshop all over the world, but it started in Southeast Alaska about 20 years ago. He was in Ketchikan last year for a weekend with the Student Body Association. This year, the event was open to all students, but teacher Lori Ortiz, who helped organize the workshop, also took a targeted approach, starting with a survey.
It was very simple. We just said, name two students you respect. And we're looking for, not the obvious front-line leaders, so that's wonderful too, but those kids who are respected because they're the ones that quietly stand up or are always reaching out, and they're seen as leaders from the kids themselves.
That's what brought freshman Zach Tai. He says he found an invitation taped to his locker.
It said, you have been selected by your peers to participate.
He was surprised someone nominated him, but accepted the invitation without hesitation.
I figured it was probably going to be like similar to Challenge Day, and it's actually a lot different.
Challenge Day is a national program that offers a day-long workshop to help students break down barriers and understand each other better. Empowering Youth replaced Challenge Day this year. Most of Ketchikan High School kids have participated in Challenge Day, so school officials thought it was a good idea to switch it up, at least for 1 year. Ty says the biggest difference was that today had more games. One game was called Turning the World Around. Groups of teens stood outside on tarps, talking about what they would like Ketchikan to look like.
I heard more people, I heard less people, I heard non-judgmental.
Neighborly?
I have to leave if there's going to be non-judgmental.
Less drugs.
I know. Same.
Then they flipped the tarps over. Where they were standing now was Ketchikan as it is today. The challenge was, without touching the ground, leaving Ketchikan, to turn it over into the place they wanted it to be. There was lots of strategies and giggling.
So now do we try to pull this under?
Gather tightly here, and then you bunch it up, and then try to pull it through.
For the final challenge, everyone gathered on one tarp and tried the same thing. People started hopping on shoulders to make more room, but it wasn't enough. Peterson called time and asked,
So, how is this activity like working together to go from where you are to where you want to be?
Harder.
One at a time. I just heard painful. It is painful, right? It's not going to be easy.
The exact metaphor was a bit lost on Ty, but he understood there was a bigger message.
It's kind of really just trying to teach you to work together with people. Like, you have to work with them and, not against them to get it done.
Peterson says the games and bracelets are just ways to help tell a story.
And so we're teaching them the story so that they can pass the story throughout the community.
He says it's a story adults should learn, too, that teens are only as strong as their support. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.